response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
5:05. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Friday. We have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. Rain has arrived, at least here in Ashland in Hanover County. It is going to be with us, regardless of where you happen to be in Central Virginia. You're going to get hit with it. We're talking about thunderstorms. Some of the rain will be very, very heavy. There's a flood watch, and I think I saw a flood warning. So you just stay on top of that, all right? That's all I got to tell you. You know what happens with our Lieutenant Jam McTurn and Blue Friday segments. We share them at 3:35 and 5:35, always on the final Friday of the month. And you may be looking at your calendar going, hey, it's not the final Friday of the month. You're correct. However, the next Friday, which will be the final Friday, I shan't be here on that particular Friday. So we will share it today. And our honoree for July of 2025, Colonel James Willett, who has just retired as the superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. Really good guy. We only had time to air, I don't know, 10, 12 minutes of the conversation. But the whole thing is going to be up at newsradiowrva.com. Newsradiowrva.com. You go there, you listen to it, you share it, download it. And while you're kind of noodling around online, you should probably take a couple of seconds, follow NewsRadioWRVA on Instagram. Because we got all sorts of cool things that we're starting to do on Instagram. Jeremy is annoying me each and every day with things to do for Instagram. Like, I don't have enough to do. Pain in the rear. Anyway, it's a good kid. So you, please, at least let me feel that my hard work is worth it. Go and follow at NewsRadioWRVA on Instagram. Anybody pay attention to this stupid Wall Street Journal story? And does anybody believe it? Okay, if you haven't heard it, allegedly, is it 25 years ago? Donald Trump, then just, you know, Donald Trump, sent a birthday card that he typed out and then hand drew a sexy lady picture in there and sent it to Jeffrey Epstein for Epstein's birthday. By a show of hands, does anybody believe... Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I forgot these details. How could I forget these details? The Wall Street Journal, which is an avowed enemy of President Trump, the MAGA movement, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Wall Street Journal very much on the side of the... like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is always pitching for more illegal aliens, et cetera. Anyway, the question... is this. The Wall Street Journal claims they have seen this birthday card, but they're not going to show us. We should just believe that they have seen it. And oh, come on. Nobody believes it. Absolutely no, right? Do you believe it? I think it's more garbage. Now, you tell me this. If that really existed, why did it take him 25 years for this to be released, right? Why would it be released? Oh, you know, it's not even being released. I don't know. It's craziness. Anyway, I don't buy it. There is good news in the offing. The Stephen Colbert show has been canceled. But they're going to give him until, what, May of next year before they actually stop airing that schlock? I don't know. It's craziness. It is. It really is. Why is he being canceled? The left is firmly convinced that the show is being canceled because there's some sort of political agenda. I'll tell you what the agenda is. The agenda is it's a crappy show. The agenda is that there was a time when Stephen Colbert reinvented himself as a character named Stephen Colbert and was mildly amusing. He was mid-level funny. But that hasn't been in place in, I don't know, 15 years? And I get it. He's a big-time leftist. I don't give a crap. I really don't. I don't care. But your show stinks. There's nothing entertaining about it. There's nothing funny about it. So, yeah, they're going to cancel it. Good. I'm not upset. All right, let me go to the text line here, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, I think, win the interwebs today. They say, hey, Jeff, taking a page out of the NPR book, how about you taking a couple of weeks out of every year to whine, beg, wheel, and guilt folks into sending you money to do your job? Who needs advertisers anyway? Tongue firmly in cheek. We love you, Jeff, Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville. Jim and Deb in Mechanicsville, I love you too. You're great, great people. They really are. They're just great people. Could you imagine that, though? Do you want a Jeff Katz tote bag? Well, I'll get them done. I could get them done. We'll put them up and make a couple of dollars off it. How much do they sell at NPR? When NPR and PBS do their begathons, how much do they charge for a tote bag? Somebody needs to let me know. Jenny from Chester says, hey, Jeff, absolutely yes. I would love a Jeff Katz tote bag. Okay, cool. P in Hanover, however, says, no offense, but a big no to the Jeff Katz tote bag. Fine, P, you're not getting one. How about, what else do they sell over there? Umbrellas. Would you like an official Jeff Katz umbrella? Maybe we'll do that. I just want to take a couple of pages out of the NPR playbook because I don't get any taxpayer money. Mike in Chesterfield says, Jeff, you would actually sell a million Jeff Katz tote bags. Just please have them made from cotton, like heavy-duty bags, not the recycled plastic junk that grocery stores sell. It's a great idea, Jeff. Well, thank you, Mike in Chesterfield. I'll put you down for 100 of the brand-new Jeff Katz tote bags. And they'll be built to last, I'm telling you, yeah. Let's see, 804, Jeff, Donald Trump is going to release everything on Earth related to Epstein and is going to take out the Murdochs to boot. It's possible. It's possible they have certainly not been friendly to him at the Wall Street Journal. And here's the reality. This stuff that we're allegedly signing on, oh, you have to believe this. I mean, why would the Wall Street Journal tell a lie? Because all of these legacy hacks hate Trump. That's become clear over the years. Because Trump just doesn't go along with their nonsense. And they don't understand that, I guess, or they don't like it, whatever it is. But I can tell you that they're not going to win on this one. There are a lot of things you could say about President Trump. There are. I mean, there's still people who are upset about tweets the man sent out 20 years ago or 15 years ago. Okay. Or comments he made. Okay. But I'll tell you, one of the things you have to say about Trump is that this country's firing on all cylinders. We've had the best 6 months of any presidential administration that I'm aware of. These first 6 months have been incredible. Out of the park, grand slam home runs. I just love the way he's doing it. Yeah, it's craziness. All right. Hey, a couple of other things I've got to tell you about. I need to remind you that once again this year, the Jeff Katz Show is a finalist in the Richmond Times-Dispatch Best of competition. Once again, for the Best Afternoon Radio Show, I would love to win it this year. I would. I think it would say a lot. And I need your help. Now, you can go online and vote if that's easier. You go to the Jeff Katz page over on Facebook, and I have the link up over there if you would prefer to vote online. But the easiest way, and it's fast, and you can do it once per day, is to text. All you have to do is text 100, text the number 100 to this number, 804-430-5505. Again, text 100 to 804-430-5505. You can vote once per day via text and once per day via online with every email address you have and every cell phone that you have. So please do that. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Friday, whew, we have made it. Congratulations. Cell five fives all the way around. Heather in Spotsylvania hits us up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Hey, Jeff, thank you for the Brad Thor book recommendation. I am on my second book now, and I am hooked. Also, yes, to the tote bags. You could get Emily's bracelets to make a clip-on charm chain for each one. What a great idea. P in Hanover says, Jeff, I take it back. NPR actually has a wine club. Not kidding. If you start a Jeff Katz wine club, I will join. But no tote bags. Huh.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. All right, well, how about a Jeff Katz cocktail club? Could we do it? No, I don't know. Look, tote bags might be the easiest, but you can never tell what I might stick in a tote bag. Like, if it's an official Jeff Katz tote bag, I might stick something in there. Maybe I'll pick up one of those Richmond, Virginian things from the squirrels. Maybe. They got some really cool stuff, the throwback stuff. If you haven't seen it, Flying Squirrel Store, you should probably check that out. You really should. Hey, Monday, I'm not going to be here. I've mentioned that to you. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I'm not going to be here next week. I got stuff to do, places to go, people to see, stuff to learn. But it'll be okay. We'll all get through it. I promise you. Don't get nervous or upset or anything like that. And if you're going to any sort of a concert, and you're with someone who is not your spouse, and you actually have a spouse somewhere, you might not want to be, you know, really friendly with that person who is not your spouse, while your spouse could possibly be looking at you. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. The guy, I didn't even know who these people were. I still don't exactly know who they are, but he's some sort of a big wig in the interweb world. And the company was worth $1 billion. I don't know if it's still worth $1 billion or, you know, they've changed it. I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. But they were up at Gillette Stadium, Foxborough, Mass., you know, where the Patriots play. And Heidi was actually up there. She was visiting a friend. She'll be back tomorrow. And they went to Coldplay. Heidi hates Coldplay, but her friend was somehow, some way convinced Heidi loved Coldplay. That friend, I mean, nice lady, spent $1,500 on tickets. And Heidi and her pal were like up in the rafters. And Heidi was there watching and listening to a band she hates. But at least she was involved in the biggest internet scandal of recent history. I mean, this whole thing has gone viral in a way that just nobody has seen in a long time. And there's a lot of splaining to do. If you've not seen that video, my gosh, it's all over the internet. So go take a look at it. Just let me know what you think. Because as I looked at it, you know, one of the things I was thinking, it sounds a little weird, was those folks looked like they were in a crowd. Maybe even one of the suites, you know, a box. I don't know. I've had some co-workers that I've liked. I've never really hugged on any of them like that. And, you know, I just haven't. And no offense, Jeremy, I am not going to be sniffing your hair anytime. It's just not happening. I mean, I like you. Good to have you on the team, blah, blah, blah. But, and I don't think I'm going to hold hands with Charles at an event. Now, Gary Hess and I might, you know. No, we probably wouldn't. So, I don't get it. But that's what happened. I'm one of those guys, I got married, and then my dating life just totally ended after that. Isn't that crazy? All right, couple of things I need you to do. Number one, text the number 100 to the number 804-430-5505. That way you will be voting for the Jeff Katz Show as the best afternoon radio show once again this year. Text 100 to this number, 804-430-5505. Just a moment from now, we will rebroadcast our presentation of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor to Colonel James Willett, just retired as superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Self high five.
It is Friday, man. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. It's going to be raining. A lot of rain, heavy rain, thunderstorms, winds, the whole Megillah. That's this evening. That is right through the overnight. So we're all going to deal with it. I know that. But the rest of the weekend actually looks pretty doggone nice. Monday morning, 6 a.m., I am hoping that you will be tuning in to my friend Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News. I've got a week off for good behavior, if you will. I've got some exciting stuff that I'll be doing during that week. But we'll look forward to seeing you 1 week from Monday. It is Friday. So a couple of things happened. First of all, I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, it simply means have yourself a great, great weekend. Second, since October the 7th, 2023, we have ended every one of our Friday broadcasts by sharing a rendition of Hatikvah. That is the national anthem of Israel. Hatikvah is Hebrew for the hope. It's a beautiful song. Have a wonderful weekend. God willing, we do it all again starting 1 week from Monday. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.